Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 956, for Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. This is the Buzz List Edition, a bi-monthly look at the most anticipated games of Board Game Geek users, as determined by their wish lists and compiled by Doug Faust, whose BGG username is Frim. There are two new entries in the top 10 this time around. Falling Out are from number 7, Arx, it was released, and from number 10 to number 12, The Old King's Crown. Easing down a spot from 9 to 10 in its second appearance, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games with a buzz score of 1,405, a gain of 66. From last time, but it still loses a position, as that number 10 spot is 73 points higher than last time's number 10. The first new entry climbs from 15 to 9, SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with a buzz score of 1,466, 61 more than Vantage, a game that's being released sometime next year, a gain of almost 400 in buzz score for SETI. It is due to be released at Essen in October. Down two, from 6 to 8 in its third appearance, Flow, by Henry Audubon, Johnny Pack, and Nyoma, published by Pika Games, with 1,528 for its buzz score. That's a gap of 62 back to SETI, and a gain of just 14. Its Kickstarter is due to deliver next June. After two times at number 4, falling back to number 7, Aridia, The Paths We Dare Tread, by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with a buzz score of 1,635, 107 more than Flow, and a gain of 8, even while it tacks on 6 more owners to go to over 300, to go to 337. Its Kickstarter is due to deliver soon, the fall of this year. Meanwhile, this is its 20th appearance on the Buzz List, which means it passes Frosthaven to become the second longest-running game ever on the Buzz List. 20 appearances on a bi-monthly list, meaning it's been here for close to 3.5 years. Now, the longest-running game on the Buzz List is Brazil, a game by Nuno Bizarro Centeno and Paulo Soledad that never actually was published or kickstarted or anything. It just kind of evaporated into the ether, but so many people were interested in playing it that its wish list total just kind of stayed there for a really long time. It has finally started to fade. In fact, this time around, for the first time, it has fallen as far as number 25 on the Buzz List. In the actual geek list that Doug Faust compiles, he has detailed information on the top 24, and then he uses number 25, which is the last entry on the page, right? Because there's always 25 geek list entries to a page. He uses number 25 to go through all of the other games who have a buzz score in excess of, I don't know what his cutoff is, 400 or 500, something like that. And so Brazil is finally, fallen down to that point. It sat on here for 26 different appearances, 26, which is a ridiculously long time. After two times at number 8, climbing up to number 6 in its fourth appearance, Undaunted 2200 Callisto, by Trevor Benjamin and David Thompson, published by Osprey Games, with a buzz score of 1,789. 154 more than Aridia, and a gain of about 350, even while it adds 72 owners, which could actually be owners in this case. You know, sometimes people mark things as owned, but it's just because they intend to get it, but it's not really. They don't actually have it in their possession, which sort of undermines the purpose of this list to some extent. But in this case, perhaps these people picked it up at Gen Con. I don't know whether it had limited release there or not. It's supposed to see wide release in September. Down two positions from 3 to 5 in its fifth appearance, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Dennis Northcott, and Colton Thompson, published by Kinson Key Games, with a buzz score of 1,832. 43, more than Undaunted, in a gain of 115. And yet it still loses two positions, so we see some much stiffer competition moving into the upper reaches of the list. Galactic Cruise's Kickstarter is due to deliver in February. Climbing again in its fourth appearance on the list, this time from 5 to 4, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with a buzz score of 1,905. 73 more than Galactic Cruise and a gain of 350, very similar to Undaunted. And yet its Kickstarter is not even due to launch until September. So we're going to see Speakeasy for a little while, and who knows, maybe it gets vaulted up toward the very top of the list. Debuting at number 3, The Lord of the Rings, Duel for Middle-Earth by Antoine Boza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with a buzz score of 2,107. That's 202 more than Speakeasy. It has 58 owners recorded, but it has not been released yet. It's due to release at Essen. Repeating at number 2, Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with a buzz score of 2,450. 343 more than the new Lord of the Rings game, and a gain of 536 from last time, as it goes a long way to bridge the gap between itself and the number 1 game, still quite short. It is also due to release at Essen. And repeating at number 1, for the 6th time in a row, Unconscious Mind by Johnny Pack, Laskes, Yoma, and Antonio Zax, published by Fantasia Games, with a buzz score of 2,824. That's still 374 clear of Civolution. It adds about 55. Not about exactly. It adds 55. It now has also 510 owners, which means for it to have a buzz score of 2,800 with 510 owners, it's on 3,300 wish lists. It is due to have its Kickstarter deliver either this month or next, so this might be the last time we see it on here. For Wednesday, August 21st, 2024.